All right. Hi, good evening or afternoon, morning, midnight, whatever time it is for anybody who's listening. Welcome to Midnight Madness. This is going to be a weekly dose of horror stories and creepy tales. My name's Bo, and tonight I have today I have my friend DJ Keem.
Hello.
It's one of our guests, and we might see another person's in the studio for today's podcast. Today it's going to be the very first episode of Midnight Madness. So today it's going to be very chill and nothing too crazy or serious. It's just a yap hour. So we're just going to talk about our favorite horror movies and like kind of our first experience with horror. Yeah, we're just going to talk about horror. So what's your favorite movie, Keem?
My favorite movie of all time actually quite fits in what we're going to talk about, in, I think, and it's Coraline.
I loved Coraline as a kid.
Me too. Like, just the mix of surrealness and, you know, the stop motion animation, the twisted storyline.
Yeah.
And, like, connects to both like values that you see in your childhood but also like as an adult, and I haven't rewatched it in a long time, but it is a really good movie, and I watched it a lot as a kid.
Yeah, I remember like watching it and being scared of that one scene with when she the other murderer kind of revealed herself.
Yeah, and that and then scared she became me. Like a mecha spider.
Yeah, thing. It was like I don't know, but it scared me as a kid. Mm-hmm. And then I couldn't finish the movie until, like, 2 years later.
Oh,
so I finished fair. It.
Yeah. I had a few movies that, like, scared me as a kid.
Yeah.
But, like, they were, like, normal movies. Yeah. Then, like, as I grew up, it was, like, yeah, I like that kind of, you know, Coraline and all that.
Yeah. It's, I feel like it's a lot of... It's a gateway movie, Coraline. It's a gateway movie for kids with horror because it's a kids' movie. It's for a family, but it's very creepy and it's, like you said, surreal. What did I say? My first experience with horror, I didn't think I was allowed to watch this as a kid, but I did watch. There was two movies I wasn't allowed to watch as a kid that I count as horror. I did horror. There was Mama. That horror movie. So it's like, and what is it? It's Mama, and then it was Evil Dead, but it was the 2013 remake. Mama, it was like this story where like this family moves into this house, and it was like a blended family. So it was like a mom and her daughter and a dad and her daughter, and like basically it was showing that the dynamic of the relationship, because I believe the husband's wife died and then he remarried to the mother of one of the kids. So it was like trying to change the dynamic, and it really talked about like how basically moving into this like new environment as a kid, because a lot of the movies from the children's perspective, and then with all the hijinks and stuff that happens, it turns out that that the house was originally owned by I think a single mother who had two kids, and I think something happened. They got attacked. I don't remember exactly, but one of the kids died and one of the kids got kidnapped, I believe, and then the mom, and then she went after the other kid to save the last child. The last child was alive, survived, but she gets pushed off a cliff. So, yeah, and then she's, like, haunting the whole, like, house and area, and now is, like, terrorizing that new family. It's really good. Scared me. It was scary. And then, like, with Evil Dead, the remake, I didn't know it was a remake. It was just Evil Dead, 2013. The original series for Evil Dead, it was very comical. It was, like, funny horror. Like, it was crazy and... Like, the dude, the main character, Ash Williams, had a chainsaw hand. And there's like things called deadites where people get possessed by demons. Mm-hmm. And but like it's not like traditional possession. It's more like like drunk college kid demons.
Yeah.
Like
makes sense.
It's funny. Like I'll show you a video of like, because there's a TikTok sound where it was mm-hmm. like trending from the series. It was hilarious. And basically it's that. That's the original premise of Evil Dead. But the remake made it more serious. Basically these college kids, they go to like their grandfather's cabin. They're like trying this instead of like getting drunk and fooling around. The reason they go to this cabin is to help one of the guy's sisters from their suicide attempt. And they thought, hey, maybe if we go on vacation, this will like help her out and like help her from the process from rehab and like all of that trauma she went through. Mm-hmm. It did not. So they go to this cabin and like literally once like an hour within, like by the time they get there, someone gets possessed. And this time the demons for this movie, instead of getting like the traditional deadites where they're like crazy and like weird, they harm the person they're possessing. So when the sister sees her brother's girlfriend start like hurting herself, mm-hmm. she's like, oh my god, like this is happening. And then no one's believing her because like I believe she was a drug addict as well. Mm-hmm. So no one believed her. Just like, oh, this is withdrawal, she's hallucinating again. And then when they checked on the girlfriend, she was not fine. And so they're just like, okay. And then I think their girlfriend said she, the sister attacked her, and they was like, oh, you need to leave, we're taking you home, you're going to a psychotic break. Mm-hmm. But she was not. So the brother and the sister, they leave because he's going to take her home. Everyone else is like now like getting possessed, and they're like hurting each other. Like this girl like burned him, like one of the demons burned herself, one of the girls that they possessed, like on like a hot pipe. I think a dude like not purposely just broke his legs by the demon. Everyone was getting possessed and getting hurt. Yeah, and it's very gory. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's something I don't really like in my horror movies. Yeah. I make the horror more abstract or psychological on my part. I don't like seeing gore.
It's
for me.
I've gotten used to it. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
I've gotten used to it. It's just like comparing like the old series to the new series, it's a big jump in contrast because the old series gore, it's more of like how do I say, comical gore and like.
Oh yeah, I know. I've seen stuff like that before.
It's comical and like it's literally like a fountain of like blood, and it's never like you see someone like cutting themselves, burning themselves, like ripping their flesh, unlike in the new movie.
Yeah,
the new movie is like it's very gory. I like it because of like I got to see the practical effects.
Yeah,
but I don't recommend it to anybody who is like not good with gore because it is gory, and like a lot of the topics they talk about is not, it's, you have to be in the right mindset to watch this movie. Mm-hmm. It's not a casual watch. It's a casual watch for me because I love it, but for everybody else, no. But yeah, the storyline with this movie is really great, and that's my first experience with horror. Shouldn't watch it at all. The 9-year-old, like, I think I was not even 9. I was, like, 8. I was, like, 7 or 6. Mm. I was very young. My mom just let me watch horror movies because she's like, it's preparing you for the real world. It's preparing you. I'm just like,
Preparing you for the real world.
I mean, like, that's crazy. I mean, a lot of the movies I watched, me and my mom watched, were, like, it kind of did prepare me, like, Mean Girls, in a weird way. And, like, during that time where, like, things that are accepted then are not accepted now, so I'm guessing maybe like that. But like I don't think there's gonna be a man with a chainsaw running around killing killing people who are possessed. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But yeah, those are our experiences with horror for the first time. So, Mad God.
Oh, are we just gonna straight up talk about Mad God?
That was a movie for sure.
It was like a film. How long even was it? It was kind of short.
It was an hour 30, but it felt like 3 hours watching that movie.
I was so tired that night too.
We did it right after the Waka Flocka concert.
Yeah, after seeing Waka Flocka Flame. God bless.
God bless. You know he's a farmer now, right?
Yeah, he's a farmer now.
That's crazy.
Waka Flocka's a farmer.
But yeah, one of our DJs suggested we watch. Oh. One of our DJs suggested, hey, let's watch this movie. Oh, one of our guests has arrived. Almost 15 minutes late, but.
Let's see. Let's run it back.
Let's and run it bring back. It up. We'll bring again. It back. Come on, take a seat.
Run it back and bring it up again.
Hello?
Hello.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. I'm DJ Ziplock. What's up?
Welcome. You're 15 minutes late. How was your night? Did you sleep well?
I slept well. I slept through the alarm that I set so I wouldn't miss this. Sorry.
Skill issue?
What do you mean skill issue?
I don't know.
I slept very nice.
I mean, I slept very nice. I slept very nice,
I had a
too.
Very nice rest.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
As you
good.
Can probably tell, I'm very well rested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we were just talking about like our first horror movies that we experienced.
The first horror movie I've like, ever seen.
Yeah.
Maybe not the first one, but the first one that was like, I mean, like horror film.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, probably was Alien.
Ooh.
I saw that. I think it was on like my 12th or 13th birthday.
It's a cult classic.
Not really. It's a very popular film.
It is very.
It's
popular
just a
film.
Classic.
It's a classic. Yeah. It is a very popular film, which is why I've never watched it.
I just feel like
it's really good.
It's good.
It's yeah. really good.
It probably is.
The community kind of died down a bit, but they tried to bring it back up with that weird series on Hulu, I believe.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I still haven't seen it.
Like, they got historical with it. Like during American colonization and Native Americans.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was confused.
I'll maybe look into this. Might be something that I need to review for the next episode.
Definitely, I feel like we should watch.
Write some notes down.
Yeah, because it was it was questionable.
It sounds mad interesting.
It was good, but I was just not preparing for like Native American genocide and colonization.
Oh, unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah, it was unfortunate. But anyways, we were just talking about Mad God.
Oh, what a film. Not even a film. What a audiovisual experience.
Yeah, we just finished the Waka Flocka concert, and one of our friends...
That was a real horror movie.
Waka Flocka?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of messed up the crowd. We were carried by the crowd. Like, we got separated, I think, twice. And then, the first time, me and Python, it was just me and Python, and then the two of you were up in the front. Also, we saw one of our DJs, JB3, I accidentally mistaked him for Keem, and I was like, Keem, and he's like, what?
It was DJ Revive, bro.
DJ Revive. You've just been revived.
And then we came back together, and then another time we got separated, and I was saying, Keem, and then you weren't looking. You were in your own plane of existence.
I was just like...
You were experiencing Hardened the Paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hardened the Paint was an experience.
And then, like, I tried to get you, Ziploc, and then I was like, please, help me.
I was trying to, like, get back at you guys. I just, like, ended up... washed up with like a sea of people.
Yeah.
I turn around, it's James again. I'm like, oh shit, what's up?
That concert was very fun. It was a mess.
It was a mess.
We had to hold on to each other at one point because someone was kicking my legs.
Mm.
I don't know. Like, I think that's why my right leg was hurting.
Oh,
because
just someone, like straight up.
Because someone was straight up pushing me, like full on shoving me, because there was like people behind us like arguing or something. And then there's also that guy who was, like, getting mad at you for pushing him, but
I didn't even push anybody, and he was like, why are you pushing people, man?
Yeah, because, like, people are pushing you, which causes you to push other people.
Yeah.
Crazy, like, concept.
Woo.
That was, like, the second time, like, the first out of, like, three times someone tried to start a fight with me that night. I don't know.
Whoa, that was insane. That night was not real.
Yeah. It was like, wow, such a tiring night, and then we go into a room and just watch the film.
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Would you like to join?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Would you like to introduce yourself for the podcast?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Night Owl.
Nice to meet you. And welcome to Midnight Madness, where we're talking about horror. And we were just talking about the horror of Waka Flocka concert. Yeah, but yeah, Waka Flocka was an experience, and so after the Waka Flocka conference, me, Python, Keem, and Ziploc went to watch this movie that Python suggests, and it was called Mad God.
Yep. Mad God. Yeah. I knew it was going to be like some weird film from, I don't know.
From his repeated warnings?
From the depths of... I don't know.
There was no storyline. And even that...
It was just like...
It was...
Maybe there was a storyline.
Because there was like some Catholic imagery that I was recognizing, like the Tower of Babylon.
Yeah,
and I then saw that. Like the apocalypse. Like it was... I got it, but like there was no words. And the only... Like there was words. And there was three words. It was like mama, where, or...
Yeah.
What was it? No, 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 no.
No, no, no. Stuff like that. No. It was just like, yeah.
Was it like in black and white?
No. It was all stop motion.
Yeah. Oh. I think it took like 30 years to make.
I think it was a student project from the College of Berkeley, California.
Yeah, no. It took like 30 years to make.
Yeah.
That actually sounds like an interesting film.
It was.
I'd recommend a watch.
I recommend to watch it if you feel like
I appreciate
messing with your brain.
I do appreciate the art of stop motion. What's this film called?
Mad God.
Mad God.
I wouldn't consider it horror, but I don't suggest watching it like with children, because I feel like they're gonna start crying at the first scene.
It's a little scary.
Well, it is.
Isn't it like any stop motion film? Like depending on the one, like a good proper one, it'll scare any kid.
We were talking. We were actually talking about Coraline earlier, and how it was Keem's first horror film.
Oh, does that count?
Yeah.
Then it's I guess for me,
yeah, like
it's like baby horror.
Baby horror. It's like one that I grew up with, but it's not like it got me into horror. It's just like it's a movie that I appreciate a lot.
Yeah, I was scared when I first watched it. I couldn't finish it. I had to wait 2 years to finish Coraline.
Yeah.
And then I watched it, and then I was like, I love this movie.
Yeah, no.
Like, have you seen The Theories?
I've actually never seen that film before.
I've probably seen The Theories. But
you know, I can't say I've ever heard about any theories.
There's a lot of theories about like the cat and how the cat wasn't always a cat. And then like there's a lot of them. There's like every week they find something new about the movie, and then they're just like, is that supposed to be there, or is this connected to something else? Like, even if you watch the Coraline iceberg video, it's still going to be underneath the iceberg. Like, no, nothing's confirmed whatsoever.
Huh. Yeah, like, I gotta watch it again.
I need to do, like, a deep dive. Because last time I watched it, it was, I think, the first movie I ever saw in a theater. I was really young.
I had, like, seen it so much when I was, like, 10 to 12 years old. I watched it, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Like, every month I would watch it, at least. I was just, like, and I loved, like, I don't know, showing it to people and stuff. I was like, I love this movie so much. And it's just like, yeah, I just feel like it can appeal to both children who aren't going to be scared of it in some way, like the themes and everything. Mm-hmm. But it also like kind of applies to a lot of adults.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. It's definitely one of those creepy films where it's not too in like those horror movies where it's more like creepy and less like jump scare, gruesome and stuff like that. I mean, as a kid, when they were gonna replace Coraline's eyes on her birthday, like that scared me because I was like thinking, because I already watched horror movies at the time, but like, you're gonna sew a child's eyes with buttons, like button eyes.
Ugh. You know, the movie kind of freaked me out as a kid.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh no, yeah, it definitely.
Man, I'll give it a rewatch, honest.
We should rewatch it because, and you need to watch it.
Yeah, I've never seen it when I was a kid. I mean, I've only seen clips of it now, but like back then, I didn't watch it because I think it just wasn't on my. It was I just never like even seen ads for it. I forgot it exists.
Yeah.
It was during my time, but I just never watched it.
Yeah.
It was that, and then what was the other one? Because there was like another. Because I think it's mostly. It was Tim Burton, wasn't it?
Tim Burton, yeah.
I don't think I've never watched any of the like Tim Burton stop motion films.
Have you watched like not even A Nightmare Before Christmas?
I've never seen Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's the best Halloween and Christmas film.
That's what I've heard.
I've watched it once.
I never watched it. I don't
have too much memory of it.
It's not scary. It's just funny.
Yeah, it's more like a horror comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. Not even horror. It's just like Halloween themed.
Honestly, it's just the first horror movie I think I ever watched was the original Scream.
Ooh, classic. That's a cult classic.
Still is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. We all, like, have everyone seen, like, a Scream movie before, right? Like, one of them.
I think I've seen the first one.
The first one.
Oh, like Scary Movie?
Scream.
Like Scream.
Series. Yeah, have you seen the first one?
I like, actual horror movies, I haven't really watched.
I've seen the first three, and I haven't seen 4, 5, and 6.
I've seen all of them, except for the new ones. I only watched the first new one with Jenny Ortega.
Yeah, because I heard those were really good.
Those were good. I just haven't got a chance to watch the other two, I think. Or is it the other one? I don't know.
Because it was, now there's six of them.
There's six?
Yeah, because it was the fifth one that came with, I think that was the first one, Jenny Ortega, and then came the sixth one.
Yeah. But with this, we can talk about Scream. With Scream, it was an interesting franchise that revolved around the main character's mom and her influence on people.
Oh, yeah.
The first movie was genuinely, I believe, the best one. Because even without a sequel, you didn't need it.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, sure. Like, the whole premise of Scream was just, like, horror movies tend... This is, like, how horror movies worked out. It was basically explaining when a horror movie comes out, and this is a trope, this is what you're going to expect. And then every movie, it kind of like made fun of itself. It's just like, when a horror movie have a sequel, it's going to be boring. It's going to be bad. And then like, if it's a triple, they're going to bring back somebody, which is true. Like, they were like making fun of like the horror genre in film. And I really enjoyed that. But the thing is, with the Ghostface villain, it changed every movie because...
Oh, yeah.
The first one, they two died. I think they either died or got arrested. But...
No, they both got killed.
No, I'm talking about the Ghostface villains in general, not the first two. Like, results. Yeah. Either died or got arrested. And basically, the whole reason why, like, Ghostface is attacking people... Well, the first two was...
That one made sense.
It made sense. One, Billy Loomis... his dad, I believe, went to jail, or was it he died? His dad died or something?
No, I think it was his dad was Cotton Weary. Wasn't that the guy who went to jail?
Yeah.
His dad was Cotton Weary, and I think he wanted revenge on Sydney's mother because, you know, it's like, she was known to be, like, a whole...
Actress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was not, she was not very loved.
Yeah, so, by the industry.
And I don't remember if they said who killed her or no. In that...
I believe she was assaulted and then she was killed.
But I don't remember, like...
I think it was by her dad, actually. Was it by her dad?
No, it was not by her... It was not by Sydney's dad. It was either by one of the two Ghostface... Or actually, I think it was by Billy.
Yeah, it was Billy's dad. Because he's in jail. Or he died.
Well, no, that was the framed one, but I think didn't Billy kill her? Both Billy and the, I don't remember. It's been like a year or 2 years since.
I don't remember. No, because she died when like Cindy was like a child. So
yeah, so it was probably like someone's father.
It was someone's father. It was a lot of. It's just a lot of family drama. That's like the whole like alternative motive for a lot of the Ghost Races. The Ghost Race motive for the movies were just eh. Like it was like either the first one was like Billy, I'm getting revenge for my father, and then like Stu was like, I'm gonna join him. And then second movie was like, I think it was Billy's mom actually. It was his mom, because remember, yes, they were in college.
Yeah.
It was Billy's mom, and she's like, you're the reason why my son died.
The third one made, like, I got so lost at that one, because it was Sydney's brother.
Half-brother.
Half-brother, yeah, the director guy, which a lot of the things made no sense with that movie whatsoever. But I was like, all right, we roll with it, I guess.
But I kind of liked the, like, it wasn't the kind of new Scream, but it's not recent. Like, this was before, yeah, Jenny Ortega. That one was really good. It was her nephew, it was her niece that's that wanted to like become a the final girl. So she kind of like framed everybody that she was attacked by Scream.
Scream 4 was brutal.
Yeah,
I think it was like the most brutal one I've seen since like the first one, because the first one I remembered it was a thing that they cut out with the first kill when the Ghostface killed the boyfriend in the backyard. There was a thing that they cut out,
mm-hmm,
because they wouldn't allow it. The rating guys, they wouldn't allow it.
Yeah.
Where they showed, like, his guts hanging off. Like, when they actually... And they showed his guts hanging off the chair and all that.
Oh, yes.
But I have the Blu-ray version that actually shows that.
Yeah.
So, and I saw it, and I was like, why did they think that was shocking? I was like, that's just good effects.
Which is weird, because, like... During that time, Saw was getting more popular, and that was gory.
Well, even then, Saw was like what, 1999?
Saw?
No,
like just the series, the franchise. Like it was getting like popular after.
Well, yeah, but I don't. When did the first Saw movie come out? Was it
like 2000?
Was it
like 2004?
Because the first Scream was like 1990.
Yeah, but we're on Scream 4. That was like in the early 2000s.
Well, Scream 4 was different, because now it was like, yeah, Saw movies were getting popular.
Saw was 04.
Saw was 04? Okay.
Yeah.
Saw was getting popular, but yeah, that allowed for like the floodgates to open in the gore. Back in the 90s, it did not.
Yeah, but it's just, I found that weird that they now care about like gore. And then I'm thinking maybe it was just like how they want to be seen as horror, because, you know, the whole like torture era of horror was really bad.
Yeah,
it was bad.
Honestly, I like that era because the thing is, I really like how they do behind the scenes stuff. Like, so I like seeing how people make like these practical effects and all these things like that. And I just appreciate that art and like their hard work and all that. So when I watch like a Saw movie or something, it's just like, yeah, those are really good practical effects, and I appreciate those things. That's why I really like that era, because they went all in on the practical effects, and it was to see how real it looked.
Yeah. You know, it's just, I feel like you kind of sacrifice a lot of plot and a lot of story just to have, like, a cool-looking bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
For me not having, I never really enjoyed, like, I've watched part of a Saw movie, and I'm like, I don't know, I get, zero enjoyment from this.
I've watched the first three. Yeah.
Then, I feel like the closest thing I've watched to one of the popular horror movies was me and my friends were they put The Conjuring on.
That's a good franchise.
I didn't like it. I'm just like, it's just people making very dumb decisions.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it's so.
That's most horror movies in general, though.
Yeah. It is, but like, I kind of like when it's less kind of that driven. I like the surreal stuff. Yeah. Kind of.
I mean, I feel like with Saw, it's not really people doing stupid things. It's
the first one was all right. I'll give it that much. The first movie was,
I feel,
good.
Like it, but was Saw 3 one. That I enjoyed.
Saw 3 was good.
That was like the best Saw movie, really, because you didn't need to watch the last part or the beginning. That can be like its own standalone movie, because like it made sense and you didn't need to watch the first two to understand it.
But the thing is, the Saw series got to a point where it was like, okay, story's over. Now we're just making this to give people the traps that they want.
Yeah, it was just like
that's why I really enjoy Saw 7. People hate Saw 7 a lot because they're like, oh,
like
the
Saw
3D. Yeah, people
it sucks.
It sucks. But like, there were some really creative traps in it. Like, I really like the Brazen Bull. Mm-hmm. I like that they actually showed the bear trap.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the couple was hilarious.
Oh yeah,
that one was just so funny. I think we're breaking up with you, and then points the saw at her.
Yeah, the first scene was like two guys and then the girl, and they would find out that they were dating this girl and like their best friends, and they were like, she was cheating on both of them.
That was the opening scene.
It was really good.
Out in the public.
Yeah, but like the storyline for that and the villain's motive was good. It was just like the practical effects was what
changed like 8 times.
No, because it was
like you still get lost in who's the proper villain.
Yeah, and with the new one, like the new one, not the new one, not the X, not the Spiral.
Yeah, no, Spiral doesn't count for me because even though they say it's from the Book of Saw, I never count it in the series.
It did not make sense, and like the flashbacks,
because it was supposed to be Saw 9, but then they like, I think it was like a director or writer change or something. They said, all right, fine, we'll call it Spiral, but it's from the Book of Saw.
Was it still done by Lee Whannell, or did it change hands?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
I think it was changed, actually, because it was a new director, and they wanted like a fresh start. They wanted to create a multiverse, basically.
The story was basically garbage, though. I mean, and I didn't like the traps either in it, because the only good one was the wax one, because that one I was like, ooh, yeah.
It was still Darren Lynn Bousman.
Oh,
it was still that guy? Really?
It wasn't Lee Whannell. I don't think Lee Whannell was involved. Yeah. But it was Lynn Bousman. So.
I mean, they tried to keep it as original, but it just
didn't make sense.
Wait, no. Whannell was an executive producer.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
There wasn't a change of hands. It was maybe just a switch of writing.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, for sure.
Because it did not make sense. Like, they tried to create their own, like, universe. Because they were like, the whole book series, the whole book was like, It was just odd.
Wait, there was a book series?
Yeah. I don't know who wrote it.
To me.
It was like, there's this point where a lot of franchises was like based off books. So when franchises who weren't based off books saw that people were like going towards the book-based ones, they were just like, oh, maybe we should write a series. And then it was like, multiverse, marketing tool.
That makes sense, honestly.
Yeah. So
it was just weird because, like, yeah, at that point, after Saw 3,
uh-huh.
I just ended up liking the series to see what they can push for the practical effects and just what creative traps they can come up with. The one that always got me was, I think, Saw 4,
mm-hmm.
and it was the rack. The one where they twisted all the guy's body parts 180 degrees. That one was one of the only traps that I could genuinely never watch. Like, I was able to watch the one where Hoffman crushed the other guy between the two walls. That one I could watch.
Yeah, that was
fun. But, like, the rack, I couldn't. I couldn't watch. Every time I watch it, I have to turn away because I can.
It's like the facial features you see. And you see,
exactly.
You see him, and you hear him in pain.
And you just, that when I first saw that, it gave me nightmares for, like, at least a week. It was that bad. That was probably one of their best traps that they had done.
Yeah. But Saw, it's not good storyline, but really great practical effect. Well, it was good but for practical effects, but it's just, like, that's what it was made for.
Effects. But you want to talk, like, crazy practical effects with a story that's meh? Terrifier.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Terrifier was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Was
that what Pinhead?
No, that was the one with Art the Clown.
Art the Clown. I didn't watch the second one, but the first one was really good. I just heard the second one did not make any sense.
So, no, it did not really make sense. But again, it kind of went the direction of Saw, where it's like, it feels like it's just there for the the gore fest and the practical.
Yikes.
Which even then, like, people couldn't watch the movie anyway because people were either fainting or they were puking in the theater.
That movie is really gory.
Yeah.
And I liked it because gore.
Yeah.
But also, like,
the first one, like, it's on Peacock. And I watched through the whole thing and I was like, oh, jeez.
Yeah. It was.
Especially the scene with the saw that he hung the girl upside down,
mm-hmm.
and he sawed her from bottom to, I was like, oh,
yikes. It was very a lot. Like, even there were some times where even I was just like, ooh,
yeah,
like, yikes.
This is one of those movies where it's like, you wish that character is dead because of how brutal it is. Like, you don't want them to suffer anymore, especially in the second movie with the bedroom scene.
What happened? I didn't watch it.
So, minor spoiler. But basically, like, he goes...
Spoilers.
Yeah, he goes to... He basically, like, trick-or-treats or something, but he ends up in this girl's house. It's one of the main character's friends. And he stabs her repeatedly, scalps her, skins her,
mm-hmm.
Chops off, like, chops up her leg,
mm-hmm.
and he also pours salt and bleach on her, like, skinned body.
Mm-hmm.
So
like after he skins her,
like,
right?
He skins her, and then he's like pouring, he's like rubbing salt and pouring bleach on her wounds,
uh-huh.
and the worst, and he also like gouged one of her eyes out, and the worst part is like her mom comes in, like she's freaked out because she noticed a break-in has happened. She goes up to the room, and you just see her on the bed, like you don't even see like her like white skin color anymore. You just see red. It's just like nonstop red on the bed and on her. You mm-hmm. see her like skinned, and her leg is like chopped up into bits, and Art's just there laughing while the mom is screaming, like freaking out. And the worst part is that like she lifts her head up, like the girl who's dealt with all this, she lifts her head up and then looks at her mom, and she's like,
mom. Yeah.
And I watched that and I was like, dude, how is she not dead?
But, yeah, it was very... Terrifier is terrifying. But,
I can't believe they're making a third one.
I can't believe it either.
I mean, the trailer alone, he killed a kid.
I've never seen it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, in the trailer for Terrifier 3...
Oh, I thought you said that some kids saw the trailer and died.
No. In the third trailer, like, he kills a kid in the third trailer, which basically was a shock to everyone.
Yeah, I mean, remember when in the new Halloween movie, where, like, Michael killed the kid and people started, like, freaking out and almost started a boycott because of it?
Yeah.
That was just weird.
Well, with the trailer for Terrifier 3, it's going to be funny because it's going to be a Christmas movie.
Christmas horror.
Yeah, it's going to be a Christmas horror because the trailer, the kid comes downstairs. He sees Santa, mm-hmm. and Santa's Art the Clown, and he pulls out an axe laughing. And then you just see in the end, it's just like art written in blood splatters all over the place. And everyone's like, oh, he killed the kid.
Yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of horror that like it's just for gore in the kills, but before we wrap this up, there's another series that I liked. That's not gory. What is it?
It's like a bad horror film.
Bad horror film.
Scary movie.
It was Sleep Awake. Scary movie's a parody.
Yeah, I know, but it's still funny.
I'll talk about this in a later episode, but because I can go into detail and we don't have much time. But another scary movie, like series I liked was Friday the 13th with Jason Voorhees.
I never watched it actually.
I've seen so good.
I think one or two.
Like I think I've seen like bits of the first one, and I know like what happens in the end, but yeah. I never like fully got into the series.
It's good, but I want to talk about this because the whole like, this is a lot of, like, drama and, like, business issues with ownership of the franchise. Because you know Dead by Daylight and how a lot of the horror series franchises are in the game?
Yeah.
I believe that Jason Voorhees was supposed to be in the game, but the two creators of,
Dead by Daylight?
No, not Dead by Daylight. Friday the 13th were fighting rights for it because they had some disputes with the storyline. Because you know Jason X, that weird space one?
Yeah.
With that weird mask, too?
Yeah. It was... They were basically, because of how low ratings and how much money they lost, they were, like, fighting about how they should continue the plotline. Like, should we go classic or should we go new? So, they're fighting rights for that. And basically, they have made separate short films about Jason Voorhees. And, like, it's, like, 30 minutes long. I think it's, like, 30 or 45 minutes long.
Each?
But each of them, it's did pretty good because it's usually it's during summer or like when the movies take place, but these take place during winter. Mm. And it's not a lot of like horror movies where it's like in a snowy environment. And you can do a lot with snow for horror. There's a Christmas side, of course, and then like the way bodies are found and discovered are also cool. So I highly recommend watching those. And also, I just really like this series.
Yeah. Okay, so we have some homework. We gotta rewatch Coraline, mm-hmm. watch the entirety of Friday the 13th, every single movie.
Yes.
Good Lord.
I gotta also rewatch all the Saw movies. We gotta watch the Alien series. That yes.
You mentioned. I'm down to watch Alien.
Are you also watching also like Alien versus Predator?
That's a good
I'm
film.
Gonna be honest.
It's actually yeah. a good
as
movie.
Far as the Alien movies go, mm-hmm. I saw the first one, a little bit of the second one, gave up.
I watched Alien versus Predator and it just did not make any sense to me because
oh, it's not supposed to. It's like Jason versus Freddy. It's not supposed to make sense. You just want to see them clashing.
That was a weird weird like time period.
Yeah, that was a straight era. Yeah. Just the versus era in horror.
I just
movies.
Remember when
I never
like
got the power scaling thing.
Oh no, the dude. Powers, it's not supposed to make sense. Like nothing is supposed to make sense in those movies when you have a versus of one series and another. You just want to watch them fight.
It's not canon. I'm not counting it as canon because
no, they're not.
I
don't think Jason versus Freddy is even canon.
It's
just neither series.
It's so ridiculous.
Is Alien versus Predator canon?
No, I don't think it should be.
I don't think so. Is it?
It shouldn't be because it makes no sense to make a canon, and I don't even think the fandom considers them as canon because like they're two different universes and two different series. I mean, why would you like you put them together because you just want to see them fight? You don't watch it for the storyline or
I
anything.
I swear to God, if they make like Michael Myers and Ghostface fight in a movie.
No, I'd rather see Leatherface versus Michael Myers.
Ooh.
Because I think that'd be a more fair match.
But which Leatherface though? Are we talking about Bubba Sawyer or Thomas Hewitt? Because there's two versions.
I forgot about that.
So like
Hewitt.
Ooh, that's interesting because okay. with Bubba, that's more like funny. It was very funny.
But I think like I just want a straight like murderous Leatherface against a Michael Myers. Probably I think I will go Modern Halloween for the Michael Myers.
He's indestructible.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it would be funny. Because it would be like one guy who's just straight murderous intent and he's going to do everything he can with that chainsaw to get him. Meanwhile, you have the immortal Michael Myers in that series who's just going to straight up and is going to go ham and it's going to be funny.
They had five dudes on Michael and he was still standing and they kept attacking him. Like,
oh, I know. They shot him like four times.
I feel like if you're attacking someone
devil.
And they're just standing still, maybe you should be like, hey, we should leave because you know you're gonna die. But you know what I would like to see if we're not doing Michael versus Ghostface? Ghostface versus Chucky. You know how funny that film
would
be?
That would be funny.
That would be hilarious.
I liked the
that would be hilarious.
You know, I liked Chucky a lot. The movies were pretty good.
What I need to watch more, and I've been told this before, is more Jordan Peele films because I really
I never watched one of them. I really wanted to see
it's
one.
Good.
I need to watch Get Out. Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
Get
Out.
Get Out.
I need to watch
Get
that
Out
one because like
Us.
I really liked
Get
Nope.
Out's really
it's
good.
So good.
I don't like Nope though.
I like
because
I
heard Nope was a comedy. If anything,
it was
Nope is just like
I've only seen
I
Get Out and Us.
I haven't watched Nope yet, but I just heard it was just really good, and it was like
it's like so like weirdly surreal.
I keep forgetting about it, but one horror movie that people wouldn't think is a horror movie is Godzilla, but like you have to watch the original 54 one.
I guess. Because
yeah, the original 54 was supposed to be a horror movie.
Yeah, that makes sense. But for Jordan Peele, I plan on for next year's Black History Month, I'm going to do like black horror because it is such an interesting topic. To go down. There's if you ever heard of Tales of the Hood, that is such a good movie because, oh my God. So basically it's like anecdotes and like small stories of like basically black culture and like the struggles of it, but it was made in horror. So like you got Oh my god, the last story was so funny. Spoilers, by the way. But basically, this is like white racist governor who goes to like this who moves in to a slave home to prove that he's not racist.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there's these pictures of like puppets and like dolls that of like former slaves. And basically he starts like kind of destroying it and disrespecting it. I think he says the N-word a couple times. But he gets so there's the painting, right? He looks away. All the dolls from the painting are gone. And basically they attack him by biting his flesh off.
Ooh.
And as a black person, that is so satisfying to see, like, someone who is, like, racist and, like, get instant retaliation for their crimes because it's, like...
Is it, like, done in a funny way or is it just done as, like...
It's funny, but also it's, like, empowering because it's, like, it's one of those films where it's just, like, you don't see black people in the negative, stereotypical
yeah.
light.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it talks about black culture, but it's not negative.
I think those are, like, some of the best ones, though, because, like, when you have a horror movie that involves a real issue,
yeah,
like, it could be, like, I don't know, there's a lot of issues that could go on, but, like, you choose something, if you get it right,
yeah,
and if you do the writing right and you do the research right and you make into, a like, an outstanding horror where the people will feel like they're in that moment also and they feel that fear and tension that the character would... That, I think, is a horror movie done right.
Yeah.
Because those, I think, are the best ones when they're based off, like, a real issue.
It's like that. It's really enjoyable. And I love this. I love the first Tales from the Crypt. The second one, it was just bad. So, basically, there's this one, another racist scene where there's just, like, this whole movie is just racist. Like, there's a whole, like, I don't think I can talk about the first scene. But the second one was, like, basically, there's, like, we're into the future, and, like, everyone is accepting of everybody, but there's only this one last racist. And it's not even horror. It's just, like, making fun of, like, racist people. Like, it's just bad. Don't watch the second one if you're watching it, but he's in an enclosure, and he's just doing stereotypically racist stuff for some reason. And that's just the scene. And it's just like, and literally it was just like, don't be racist, kids. And that's it. That's the horror. Racism.
Don't like, be racist.
I am a building.
Like, no, it was just bad. I'm like, and you could see the budget was increased for sure. And like the quality, it was so good. But like, why? I did not want to watch a PSA for like, an hour and 45 minutes. But also another great black horror series. Not series, it's a movie. It has Snoop Dogg in it. I believe it's called
What?
It's so good. It's called Bones. And it reference.
No way.
But it is so good. Oh my god, I can go on and on about this movie. We need to watch it. I'm gonna stop being loud, but y'all need to watch it. It basically talks about how drugs were introduced into black neighborhoods and why we have a lot of drug-related crime. But it talks about, it puts the horror aspect and it's mystical because, like, one of the gangs who was protecting the neighborhood was killed and he's basically haunting the college kids who just want to use his home as parties. And it talks about the issues with, like, racial biases, how a lot of black people lose their blackness once they are becoming more quote-unquote accepted by society. And it's done really well. There's just one scene that's just questionable because supposedly the guy who's like haunting them is this girl's dad. We find out it's this girl's dad, spoilers, but like there's this one scene where she's in bed and she's like moaning and groaning and it's questionable because later in the movie just like, huh, why are you doing that to your daughter? Yeah, it's really bad, but I promise you it's a good movie. So anyways, we have almost five minutes left. Does anyone want to make some comments about any ideas and any horror that they're looking forward to?
See,
there hasn't been like much horror. I mean, Godzilla Minus One doesn't count as a horror, even though it's said to be one. Although it was really good, because what I like it, the thing is, monster movies are good horror, but monster movies are good horror, but they have to be done right.
Yeah.
Like, Godzilla was the problem with nuclear weapons. It was like, okay, the fear of nuclear weapons, they built off that fear, and that's how they had the giant iconic monster. Skipping the fact that he had his goofy movies once in a while. But when they do an actual horror, I think the top three best ones is Minus One, Shin Godzilla, and the original 54.
Nice.
Because, like, the original one was from Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Same with Minus One. And Shin was Fukushima.
Nice. Ziploc?
Yeah. I don't know. There's not a lot of new movies I still need to see. There's a lot of, like, kind of classics I got on the back burner that I've got to go through. Like, I've got to watch, I got to rewatch Alien 2 and actually sit through it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I kind of wrote off the Saw films, but to some extent, I do want to see the new one.
Yeah.
Saw 10.
Of course.
I just, well, it's, you know, sometimes you just got to sail the high seas. Point is, there's some stuff I still want to see, but nothing new releases. But a lot of stuff I need to get caught up.
It's been kind of dry.
Watch Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2.
Oh, no. We're going to talk about that next episode.
Yeah, we can talk about it next episode.
What you got, Kim?
I mean, I don't really know.
Do you want to get more into it now?
I need to get more into this pizza. I'm really into this pizza, though. I guess I got to watch, like, the Jordan Peele films, like I said.
Yes.
And I gotta watch, look for more, like, surreal stuff.
Of course, because I'm in a lot of, this is cringe to say, but, like, horror subreddits, Tumblr forums, and talking about horror. But, thank you guys for coming to my show. I'm really glad for, you coming, despite being a bit 15 minutes late, and then Chris Night Owl coming in later. I really liked your endpoint. It's all right. It's been a week.
Back to talk more horror because I love horror.
Yes, yeah, so I'm down for inviting y'all back. Really like everyone's input. I feel like I got a good, like, range of people today. Like, Keem, you're not really into horror like that, but you're still interested. Ziploc, almost said your name.
Yeah.
Ziploc, you watch horror casually.
A little bit.
Yeah, you're just a casual watcher.
I need to, just generally, I haven't been watching a lot of movies recently.
Yeah.
But
you're casual.
Some stuff I need to get off my backlog.
Yeah, and then we got Night Owl, who just watch, it's like kind of like me level.
I'm kind of casual, but when I watch a movie, it has to be like either really gory, it has to be like really good.
Yeah. And I just like horror, and I just like watching it a lot. So for next week, I don't know what we're going to do particularly, but I do plan on, believe we can watch some YouTube horror and analog.
YouTube horror.
Like, a lot of analog or
Mandela catalog.
Did you hear the controversy with that? We can talk about it next episode. Mandela catalog, the Walton Files, but we're also going to talk about Papa Meat or Dead Meat.
Yes,
Papa Meat, Dead Meat, Dead Meat,
like the horror movie Kill Count.
Yeah, we're gonna do that, and also we're gonna do Papa Meat or no Meat Canyon.
Meat Canyon.
Yes. His other channel is Papa Meat. Meat Canyon. Yeah. We're gonna do like if y'all want to just watch some videos, like y'all can watch it on the side, and then we can just talk about it.
Oh, I'm already ahead on that one.
Hopefully y'all are gonna be here next week. We can talk about it same time. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Midnight Madness. I'm Bo. And thank you for listening. I appreciate your time, and I hope you all enjoyed our conversation. And I can't wait to hear from y'all next week. And if you like, put your input, and then that's it. Y'all have a lovely night, day, evening, morning. And goodbye. All I can say, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right.